Xin chào tất cả các con cái
của Chúa đã đến. Welcome to worship. Welcome to worship. To those who are worshiping from home.
Đang theo dõi.
To worship through Chúa. Live stream.
Cảm ơn Chúa vì
we are thankful because of His love will always take care of us when we are facing the need, the struggle.
If we believe,
given the true leading that can lead us, and it is very good to believe in that. But sometimes we are being led by something that gives us away from the Lord. That is something dangerous. There is a lady saw in his her basement one skunk. And a big skunk, and she was afraid how to throw him away. And so she called 911. And then the officer on the other side, leave her son. Don't worry. Do you have any bread in your house? Yes, I do have bread. So he said, took the bread, put bread into pieces, and then leave the trail from the basement to your step toward your door. The skunk will eat the bread and follow the bread trail and follow out of the house. Nothing to worry about. And again, she called 911 and this officer heard a lady and said, how? It was a skunk. Did the skunk leave the house yet? Oh no. Now I have two skunks in the house. There is some motivation, some leading that sometimes make the bad situation become worse, or we are in the wrong, even more wrong. And this morning we learn about the title, The One Who Seeks a Sign, to come to the Lord, with those wish to see the sign from the Lord. That is the seeking that will not please our Lord at all. So then, we think about if our hope in the Christ is only on this life, then the Lord said, in all of the people, we are the most pitied. Think about those who are seeking to see the sign from Jesus. And so God is God doing with His people. Let's pray for guidance. We thank for because of your word is those leading for us as we live and conduct our life. May we follow you, continue to recognize that your life is flowing to us so that we can live and express this love to others. When we come to you, that we do not wish to enjoy you, not wish to receive the life from you, only to see a strict sign, wonderful sign in our mind, that maybe our seeking is useless. May you use your word to teach us the way that we can seek you in a way that you will be pleasing to you. May you teach your word to each one of us. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things that we will learn together from this message. From those who are seeking first, the seeking was sign, but not one performing that sign. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 to 4, we have read, the Pharisee and Sadducee came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. And this is just not the first time the Pharisee came to ask for a sign. Before they came, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38, 42, there are Pharisees, also the teacher of the law, come to Jesus. Dear Rabbi, I want to see a sign from you. Jesus has performed many miracles, many. But we still come to ask for a sign, and now they want to ask for the sign from heaven.
That means
Jesus has performed miracles like healing or exercise and put on sin. But is Jesus be able to do signs in heaven? If Jesus can do those heaven, that can prove the power of God in Jesus. And so they came to see Jesus, to find a way to test Jesus only. Jesus has refused those requests, but now one more time they came to Jesus from Pharisee and Sadducee to ask the Lord for a sign from heaven. This is an encounter that is very strange. The Pharisees are those is belonging to the religious organization. They keep the law of the Lord. They keep also the oral tradition from the early fathers. They believe in the resurrection. They believe in angels, and they believe in the Messiah will come to save his people. But in the opposite, the Sadducee is a political organization. They based their power from the Romans. They were based on their riches to make up the political force. They do not believe in the oral tradition. They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in angels. And they don't believe in the Messiah. These two has two opposites. Worldview, two different directions opposite each other, but what did this bring two of them to work together to come and see Jesus with only one purpose? They want to deny Jesus. They want to put Jesus away, and they found each one in the same point. They say, the enemy of the enemy is my friend. That's the same. And this is true with the Pharisee and the Sadducee. They regard Jesus as an enemy. And they did not, cannot interface with each other. But now, together, they come to see Jesus, to test Jesus. This reminds you and me one thing. In Luke chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus said, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. With Jesus, there is only you are with Jesus to be with him, for we are against Jesus, against the Lord. There is no in-between situation. So we have to know, are we with the Lord? If we are not with the Lord, that means we are against the Lord. And when we are against the Lord, that means we are friends of the devil. The enemy of the enemy is our friend. And that saying, let's ask the Lord to keep us. Because these two groups that do not have to share the same worldview, and because they only see the Jesus as their enemy, and this caused the two groups to come together. When your life and mine do not accept God's will, whatever God teaches to align with God's will, we become the enemy of God. So whoever is not with me is against me. And we may put ourselves as an enemy and friend of the devil. In this mission, Jesus performed many miracles. They heard about this and maybe have seen the miracles from Jesus. However, they come to ask for a sign from heaven, or in other words, to see a wonderful thing in the heaven to prove himself. When Jesus performed miracles, the purpose of the miracle is to express the power of the God Most High. And also, Jesus, also someone sent by the God. And there is a purpose in miracles to bring the people to recognize the Lord. Many miracles have been performed, and these are the keepers of the law. Do not accept Jesus. It's the someone sent by God. They ask the Jesus to perform a sign, some wonderful act. They thought that in the old days, manna fell from heaven to nourish the people of Israel. That is the sign from heaven. Would Jesus do the same thing? He could think the day that Moses came to Sinai to see the Lord there, and the covering of the cloud, the glory of the Lord were there. There were thunder and wind. And God can perform those miracles to show that He is God. But Jesus did not do what they did. Jesus refused their request, because from whence the Son will become their God and the Son of God in front of them, they deny. And Jesus is seeing a motivation in their heart. And that motivation is very far from the Lord. It doesn't come from the heart to know the Lord, but it's against God. And they find something of weakness to attack Jesus. And Jesus called them. Some great adulterous generation, generation of unfaithfulness. Sometimes we desire, we see. The devil can also do signs. Even in our life here, the devil has done many miracles to many. But all those signs that the devil has performed with a purpose to scare the people, to treat and deceive the people, and destroy the lives of the Christian, that we could not experience the blessing of God. And so, if a person only finds the sign, be careful. The devil can deceive us. There's a story of a man living on the edge of town, and he heard a commotion in his backyard. There is a gorilla. He investigated and discovered there was a very hostile gorilla up in his tree. He immediately called 911 to call the police, and it wasn't long until an animal control officer was on the scene with a big, ferocious dog. Then a pair of handcuffs and also a shotgun. And when he came, this officer said, turning to the homeowner of the officer said, "Here is what we'll do. I will climb up the tree and shake it as hard as I can. When the gorilla falls down, the dog will leap upon this gorilla and with his powerful jaws clamp down on the gorilla's neck and will paralyze this gorilla. While he is paralyzed, you put the handcuffs on the gorilla and we'll have him." "Okay," the man said. He said, "Okay." So the officer started climbing the tree. Suddenly the man hollered, "Wait a minute, you forgot to tell me what the shotgun is for." "Well," the officer said, "when I start shaking the tree, if I fall out instead of the gorilla, you shoot the dog." The congregation. Maybe the devil always tempts us and solve our problem by a shaking of some reason to solve the problem his own way. We find the strange sign, or our wish is to see the one that conform perform miracles. The devil deceived many of the Christians wanting to see God some kind of a sign, like healing, to find a good job, a miracle to see a good fortune in our life. though they saw many miracles have been performed, but the devil continued to seek the sign, find something that we desire more than what the Lord desires. Paul reminds us, if our hope is in this life only, of all the people, we are the most pitied. May the Lord help us and we come with the hope to see the Lord, not to see the blessing. To see the Lord and find God and not to find the sign of God. The second point to think together is that the seeker of a sign but not its meaning.
God,
Jesus rebuked a wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign. When Jesus said, this generation find a sign, is it a sadness in his voice? Jesus see the motivation of what caused them to seek a sign. So Jesus in the sad situation to tell them, Jesus said, you can see the evening come, you say it will be fair weather for the skies, red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and it is overcast. According to the fishermen, the one sailing in the sea, if they can see a fair sky, they will be happy. But when the sky is red in the morning, it is about to rain. And all these people recognize the sign about the weather, but they come to look a sign from heaven. They ask for something, for what purpose? And Jesus rebuked this wicked and of unfruitful generation. It's a rebuke from the Lord. Because they have witnessed many miracles Jesus has done. But maybe they do not understand the purpose or the meaning of the miracle Jesus has done. With those people, the miracle that Jesus performed, or maybe for somebody else, for not for themselves. Jesus has talked to them before, because when the Pharisee, along with the teacher of the law, asked about the miracle Jesus has done, there will not be a sign except the sign of Jonah that is stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days. What does that mean? When Jesus said, Jesus will let them know, that is the image that Jesus will have to die for 3 days. On the third day, he will be resurrected. And the miracles of Jonah, not because he is in the belly of the fish 3 days, but the miracles of Jonah, that in that 3 days, in the Jonah, to align with the will of God, to return Nineveh and preach about the sinful person there for repentance. Though Jonah preached in his anger, and God continue to use Jonah to help the Nineveh people, 120,000 repented, and that's a miracle. And Jesus wants to say, Jonah is in 3 signs. Then 120,000 people in Nineveh return and believe in God, and God forgive them. That's the miracle, and that is expressed Jesus' mission. Jesus will come, die for all, and on the third day, he will be resurrected, and the Lord, by this resurrection, will cause everyone who died can also be resurrected. They did not understand what Jesus was talking about, because they knew about Jonah's story with the Israelites. The truth.
The
story of Jonah that has been widespread in the people. And today, Jonah is something all the children have learned to learn about that miracle. But all these people seeking a sign did not understand anything about that sign, did not understand the word about Jesus said. Not only Jesus had expressed the miracle about the purpose of Jesus to come and pay for our sin, and before he said, in the Nineveh will condemn these people because they repented when heard about Jonah. But here, there is a one that above the Jonah. Nineveh is the Gentile. Heard about Jonah, then 120,000 from king to common people humble themselves and repent, and God forgive them. And here, the Jews has been chosen people, received the Son of God, preaching the gospel, but they are hardened. Someone of a, from God to stand before them, but they deny. And try to deny and consciousness. The Nineveh will be the one who will be condemning the chosen people because of their hardened heart. The Gentile is a reason to condemn the people of Israel, the people of God chosen, because what they have heard, they did not understand that what they have seen. They could not understand because they did not receive the meaning that they have seen the Lord perform miracles. And they come to ask for a sign from heaven. What? Only to find a weakness in Jesus to attack him and not to understand the mission of Jesus. There's a missionary. It's a famous missionary named Caesar Mellon. He was on the way in the train, so he opened the Bible and read. And only read, but not talking to anyone. Everybody else saw him feel uncomfortable when he read the Bible. One of them sitting near to him told him, I saw him maybe smart, intelligent. Why do you read this book that is not only appropriate for women and children? And this missionary man used the verses to answer those who put questions forward to him. And that person, you know that I don't believe any of the things in your Bible, right? And that man said, whether you believe or not, that's your prerogative. But I tell you, this is the word of God. This is the one who created us. So when I read the word from the creation, and that atheist was quiet and remained. And he came to a friend after he descended from the train. And the officer told Mellon, no, I respect you. I love you very much because of your mission. But I feel that you are not intelligent enough so that you use the verses of the Bible to talk to people. And Mellon said, Mr. Officer, what do you have on your side? And the officer said, I have a sword. And Mellon said, when you are in battle, are you going to argue with him? And this officer said, no, if I see the enemy, I will draw my sword and kill my enemy. And Mellon said, you're right, I have done it also. By my sword, as the word of God. A few years later, there is someone came to Malin's house and knocked. And he opened a stranger he didn't recognize. The other one said, oh, you remember me or not? I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. Did you remember the day when you were on that train that someone asking, and he used your verse and resume. Oh, I remember that event. I'm the one who was sitting next to you. And from that day, I saw you reading and use the Bible verse to ask me. I was very curious. Why did you read the Bible? And why only use those verses to ask me? So I bought a Bible for myself and read the Bible and listen that because of that. I have met Jesus. And now I believe in Jesus. Dear congregation, this is an atheist. This person wants to find the Bible to know what the Reverend Wang did. He read the Bible so diligently and used the verse of the Bible to talk to me. But that atheist had the opportunity to recognize Jesus because in the heart has a place that of curiosity. The softness in the heart, the Lord can act in that softness of the heart. But when the heart is hardened, that heart would never understand the mystery of the Word of God. And so we have to remember what it is. The hardening of the heart, that is something the devil is creating for us. Because we do not align with Jesus, we became enemy of God. We are friends with the devil. So the devil put the hardening in the heart of the believer, the atheist, someone with an unbelieving heart. And if that person has a hardened heart, that person does not belong to God. He is friends with the devil. So we examine when we come and seek the Lord. How about our heart? Are we soft enough to receive the word of God that we can apply God's word to us? How many things that we have learned that we have dared not do to obey the word? And I think that the devil is deceiving us to make our heart harder. If the Lord bless us, when we find a sign that does not understand its meaning, to hope to find something God would do and did not understand the purpose of that miracle in our life, maybe we only find a sign and not its meaning. The third point, let's think together, is what will happen to those seeking the sign only?
And
the last verse of verse 4, Jesus then left them and went away. After Jesus said, after this generation of unfaithful, there will be no sign except the sign of Jonah. Jesus then left them and went away. Jesus had no more time to argue with them. Jesus did not want to stay there to call them. Jesus had turned away and left them. A one that could not see God in Jesus and your communication, that person will never find the God in anywhere, in any person. When God turned away, that means that the Lord is not no longer having hope on that person. Jesus could not find any soft spot in the heart of the Pharisee or the Sadducee that changed them. It is more pity when the Lord turned away. If your life and mine, that someone, our friend, turn away, maybe we are hurting very much. If you and I have someone that our lover turn away from us, is very, very hard. When the Lord turn away from someone, I think that there is no other suffering as can compare to the fact that the Lord turn away his face from our way. There is nothing to compare again that kind of suffering when the Lord turn away from us. How Jesus, when he on the cross, he suffered death. Because of whom? Because of us. Did Jesus do anything wrong? when he was nailed on the cross, died because of us. On that cross, Jesus called, "Dear Father, my God, my God, why did you forsake me?" Did God will ever forsake Jesus? The answer is no. And so what did Jesus say? My God, why have you forsaken me? Because Jesus is nailed because of us. He is paying the price. Remember, that's the thing that we are calling out from us, not by Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken me? And this is the crying of one who has been turned away by God. But how Jesus, in place of us, paid the price, and he lived up a calling of us to show the position that he is suffering for our sin on the cross. And the Bible said, the sky has become dark from the third hours and to the 3 hours. The sky is darkened. I think this is the saddest image, because God forsaken any of us because of sin. And Jesus received this punishment upon himself. 2 weeks ago, we have been reminded in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." And that means right now we have the opportunity. God still not turned away from us. Right now, God still have the opportunity, is still waiting for us. If today God has left us, dear congregation, we have lost everything, all hope in this hope, as well as the life to come. That is something is the hardest hurt in our life, the suffering, worst kind of suffering. If we come here, we could not connect with the relationship. And this is the most beautiful thing for us as Christians. There is French famous person named Voltaire, because he is the king of atheists with his writing skill. He said, "I can only use my skill in 100 years to write those books. And 100 years later, there will be no one to read the Bible." That is a very arrogant position. In 1753, Voltaire has condemned God. He has come to follow, but follow to work against the Lord, not to be saved. He called a few people to establish organization with the name Bishop, to say that I am the one against God. That organization in 1773, 20 more years, the God can retire because nobody will serve the Lord. 20 years later, Voltaire passed away in a dreadful way. He thought 20 more years, the God will retire, but 20 years later, he himself, his death, a terrible death. They said that in the time Voltaire was about to pass, he was very afraid. There is a hand to pull me from the Lord. The devil is pulling me away. I saw that I'm in hell. He fight towards this line, like against a beast. And he scratched himself with his finger. There is an old lady who was helping Voltaire, said, "When I next to you, when he was about to die, I do not want an atheist dying," she said, because she said, so Voltaire is so terrifying when he's on his deathbed. Another person saw unfortunate Satan like this. If the devil can die, and the devil do not die as terrible as Voltaire's death. Your congregation, the 80, the unbelieving left the people to deny the Lord. And Voltaire is one of the people who expressed at the last time of his life this very terrible movement, the time he just passed before us. I do not want to see an atheist die like this, just like the devil just can die, but not the same kind of suffering thing. And now it's a time we are, the Lord is near. It's a time that we can call on the Lord. We have the opportunity now. At least you and I have been not turned away from God. We have the opportunity to call on Him. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to the Lord, but Jesus could not do anything for them. What is needed for them to be saved, as expressed in the Jonah, but he did not receive and understand. There is no other thing that can be done for the unbelievers. There's a story of a named Lucille. In when he 50, she was alone in San Francisco. She's a believer, but her heart is hardened before the Lord. She never reads or prays, reads the Bible or prays. And she has a wish that someday she will be part of the governing board or director of some kind of service. And when would she receive anything of treasure? A young believer, Linda is her name, and saw her always pray for this lady named Chile. And Linda came to Chile and asked her, "Oh, Chile, do you believe that God has a plan for you on your life?" And she said, "I don't believe so, because our love life is like anybody else. I never seen God. I only know God about these meaningless Bible verses. I only got through the preaching of the word. But God did not knock on my door. But many times I live in a poor situation. And so God is not real. He is not real. How could He plan anything for my life?" And Linda said, "Do you think like God like this?" Chile said, "Of course, I thought that way." 2 years later, when she was 52, Billy announced that she is going to get married. And the Bill, his name is Bill, he's the owner of a garage to fix cars. And they live outside of the city. And one day, she fell and had something injured her neck. And Linda was sent to visit Chile, and she asked, "Miss Chile, do you believe that God has arranged the plan for your life?" And during that time, I began a new life. Did God come and knock on my door? God does not exist. And Linda returned, said, very disappointed. And Linda only know how to pray, and someday God can touch this lady, helping her. And Linda's prayer pleasing to God. A few years later, then her husband Bill passed away because of an accident on a highway. And when Bill passed away, and the family of Billy did not accept Chile, and because she could not bear any more children for the family's Bill's family, so they asked her to move away. During the time that winter, it was a cold night. Chile went and walked by herself toward the poor section of the city. And she passed the one to see two children about 12 years old. They were 12 years old is taking care. And they were in a box, a carton box. And she came and said, and he saw a weaker brother to light a candle to warm. And then her younger brother is like sick. And the clothes they wear is very worn. And Machili said, oh, I think that your brother is sick. Why don't you bring him to the hospital? And they can treat you free. And this brother, the hospital is so far away, I could not bring him there. And it is so cold. I could not carry my brother to the hospital. Actually, so what did you want to do to with your brother? And this youngster said, the Lord can heal my brother. He is the God of love. I'm sure that God can perform miracle for my brother to heal him. And Julie left. Do you think so? There is no God. God would not concern for anyone. There is no God. I'm sure that your brother would not be healed as a God. But the brother said, I believe that God would do miracles for my younger brother. God is not here, but God is in heaven. And he will seek and look at my heart. And tomorrow, miracle will happen. The congregation. And it's so late. And so, Achille also found out nearby box and tried to sleep there. Next to the box of these two brothers. The next morning, when she woke up, next to her is a loaf of bread, a warm bread. And she was so happy that she ate it. And after that, she came out to see what happened with the two brothers. And there is something wonderful happened. The younger brother has a face that is healthy. There is no sign of sickness of this on the face of the member. And then the older brother came back, said to Chili, do you see, Chili? The miracle has happened. God has done wonderful things because God loves everyone. He does not concern. God is sovereign in heaven. And I have came and brought the bread that you needed. I'm hoping that you will feel that you can mature. And now she felt that we did not recognize God, the true God. And God's a plan for her. And she kissed the two children and returned with a lighted heart. And when she said that, she always forgot, went back to the church that she worshiped before he came. She came to the church because then she saw Linda. Happily, she embraced Linda and cried, oh, Linda, I recognize that I am deserving death. I have closed my heart before God because God is waiting. He's not on my heart, but my heart is too close in sin. But the Lord has led me through suffering, and now God called me back. And the Lord let me see that many years ago I have denied the Lord. Linda, that's right. He called home because the Lord does not want you to be lost in darkness. The loving call of God will always come to us. Though he has carried his image but did not recognize or trust in the Lord. And now really opened her heart. God is sovereign over her life. She will believe in the Lord. The congregation, the story let us know, though the brother is God was also concerned of those who put his trust in him. And this lady many years have denied the Lord, but only a minute to recognize that God is with us, that God created an opportunity for her to return. But if God turns away, no more chance for us. We hope that we come here, seek the Lord while he is near. May the Lord help us to come near God. And that love God turn away. If our hope is in this life, because of our need at this life, and Paul said, in all of the people, we are the most pitied. Recognize the true need, spiritual need in our lives. The Lord is still waiting for us. And that is the opportunity for us to call out to him. Let's all stand. We'll read together the key verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. We are thankful, Lord. You do not regard us as anyone. We are apathy. We are because of deceitful things from the devil. We can come to the sanctuary, but our heart do not believe. We can come to the Lord, but our wish only God can perform some wonderful thing in our life in this world. But we do not have a sweet relationship with you. We are thankful. And today, you still are waiting for us. You are still knocking. And until now, you are still waiting. And you have not turned away from us. May we understand and cherish the blessing so that we can see the one that we see. We come not because of our need in this life, but come to you with the need of our spiritual need, of our soul being lost. And this is only found in God. When we have God, our soul will be saved, and our life in this life will also be blessed by you and be cared for by you. May we see what that we are motivated to come here. Are we really seeing our spiritual need? May you help us that our worship, not just religious activity, meaningless, but may each one of us can determine and affirm our heart, our faith, with connection to the relationship with you. And if we don't do it now, there will be a day the Lord will turn away and we will lose all this opportunity. May you use your word to encourage each one of us. The Pharisee may be proud of their with themselves. The Sadducee may be proud of their richness and their position in the government. But once Jesus turned away, and forever they will be lost. I pray that we can see these stories, the image left over that will condemn us of our wrongdoing, so that we can walk with you each day and hope of the strength in the Lord to do your will. May we may face with burdens in this world. Maybe sickness, maybe some burden that we suffer because economic condition. We can suffer because of our friends, our relatives. But we are thankful because you always have an answer for our life. I pray that you will be with each one of us here, that when we return home, we will not return empty. We will return with the loneliness, not with a burden, but we can be returning joyful because we have been saved by you. And some of us here, we lift them up in through your hand. We pray for Rocky next week. He will enter into a new environment. That is, he would join the Navy. This is the new way that he has chosen. And he will face a new way that will be away from the care of the family. We pray that you walk with Rocky, to be with Rocky and help Rocky to find you in his new life. And without God, it is the most pity of
all.
And pray for Tim and Alicia. We move to Texas. This is a new place. Please walk with Tim and Alicia and guide them, and that each day take care of Tim and Alicia. That you would still concern for each one of us, wherever we are. Whatever we do, we always remember that our heart only hope in the in Christ in this world. Of all the people, we are the most pity. When we come to you, so that we can see the Savior, our Lord and Jesus Christ. May the glory be yours in our life and use our life to glorify you. We are thankful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.